Hello everyone and welcome to a new Sex for Review. Today's product is the Rosy Vibrating Cock Sleeve Penis Ring Sex Toys Ultra Soft Penis Extender with 10 vibrations for prolonged erection, realistic silicone penis, enlarger, dildo, adult toys for men, couple by Rosy. So this is, I've reviewed a toy like this once before. This is the second of these toys I've reviewed, but this one's a little bit different. I don't like to review the same toy twice. This is a penis extender sleeve, sometimes called the reusable condom. It's basically a silicone sleeve you put your dick in, and you can come in it, you can rinse it out and use it again. So it is a reusable condom in that sense. Now, the one I reviewed before didn't have a vibrator in it. This one, this part up here, like I can pinch and show you, this part right here is a vibrator. So not only does it add to your length, it also makes the tip vibrate, so it turns your dick into a vibrating dildo, and it also curls up, which is popular with the ladies, so that you can hit their G-spot. So it turns your penis into a G-spot dildo, basically. Here's the problem, okay? So I'm just gonna rip the Band-Aid off right out the gate. This toy is only for guys with a penis between 5 and 6 inches and who desperately needs to impress a girl who only accepts dicks 7 inches or longer. That's a very, very specific, small group of women, namely black women. So if you have a fetish for the black girls, but you are unfortunately, it's not like 5 inches is small, it's not like a micro penis, but if you have a dick between 5 and 6 inches, and you gotta get it to 7, you gotta cross that finish line to get with this girl, because she won't fuck with any brothers who don't got a 7-inch cock, and that's, 7 inches is a lot, just so you know. So the problem is, alright, so the actual sleeve is very stretchy and thin. If you don't have at least 5 inches, what'll happen is this. So I'll just use my finger as an example. All right, that's what happens. See how it's all floppy? So you need at least 5 inches in length to even fill the toy up. Otherwise, it just becomes a sexual flail. So you're like trying to stick it in, and it's just like this floppy kind of like a sap. You know, it's like something you hit someone in the back of the head with to knock them out. It's a sap. It's a sexual sap. So that's what happens if you're under 5 inches. Now, if you're over 5 inches, that's fine. But in fact, let me get my ruler. I'll show what I'm talking about. Okay, so here's a ruler. You can see the numbers. All right, so I'm going to measure this by the two holes. Now, these two holes, your dick goes in this hole and your balls stick out this hole. Very common with cock rings. It's to kind of hold it in place and keep it from like spinning. So balls go through the bottom, dick goes in through the top, okay? So we're gonna measure from here to where the vibrator hits. And you can see it's 5 inches. See that? See that? See, that's flopping again. It's flopping around. All right, 5 inches. Everybody see that? Okay. So it's 5 inches to the hole. Now, if you include this part, it's 6 inches, but just to where your penis goes in, you need at least, this is the thing, your dick needs to be at least 5 inches long or this toy becomes unusable. So who this toy should actually be made for are guys with, you know, smaller dicks, you know, like something like a 3-incher or something like that. You know, if you have a 5-inch dick, that's perfectly acceptable for most girls. And maybe not black girls, but, you know, white girls, Asian girls, 5 inches is perfectly acceptable. You don't need a penis extender if you got a 5-inch dick. But if you're between 5 and 6 inches, the other problem is, because this is stretchy, even if you have a 5-inch dick, that's the minimum. So you put your 5-inch dick in here, it's still gonna, you know, it's gonna pull and stretch a bit, and it's still gonna be floppy. You kind of need a 6-inch dick so that you can stretch this out and have it actually fit snugly. Also, when you're using, there's no texture. It may be hard to see. If you look down into the sleeve, there's absolutely no texture. So this feels like a very thick condom. And the problem with, if you've ever used a condom, it doesn't feel good. The best kinds of condoms that I've found are the ones that are loose on the tip, so that while you're using the condom on the girl, you're actually, the condom itself is kind of jerking you off, because it's the friction that makes sex feel good. If you're wearing a thick piece of silicone on your dick, you're not feeling the friction of the sex through the silicone. This is like wearing two condoms at the same time. If you're very sensitive and you're prone to premature ejaculation, then sure, maybe this can like help desensitize your dick. So the problem is, this needs to be smaller. I know that sounds crazy, but this needs to be smaller by at least an inch, because 5 inches isn't small. The guys with 5-inch dicks aren't really complaining about, girls aren't laughing at their dicks. You know, if you have a 5-inch dick, it's not going to be the biggest that, you know, the girl's ever had, most likely, unless she's like a virgin or something. But it's not like a micro penis. You're not going to get laughed at. She's not going to like look at it and go, "Aw, look at it like a little baby Jesus. Look at it." So you're not going to have to buy something like this. You're not going to be self-conscious enough to buy something like this. And if you do buy it, because you're between 5 and 6 inches, it's still going to be a little loose on you, and it's still going to flop around a bit. Now, if you have a 6-inch dick, then you can kind of pull this, not a lot, not to where it's painful, but pull it enough to where it fits snugly. But if you have a 6-inch dick, that's for like everyone other than maybe the loosest, most blown out black girls. 6 inches is perfectly fine. No one's going to complain about that. So again, you don't need an extender sleeve. You don't need to turn your penis into some type of condom, some kind of dildo with a vibrating G-spot thing on it. Like, your dick alone should be fine. So it's kind of like, because they made this big, they made this for a very small niche of guys who, between 5 and 6 inches, preferably 6 inches, to add that extra vibrating inch. And it's just like, this needs to be smaller. Like, if this was to turn a, you know, a 3-incher or a 4-incher into a 5 or a 6, I could see the value in that for unfortunate guys who, you know, have a micro penis. But yeah, I don't know what they can do. If there's a way to maybe have inserts, you know, like you have this part, like have a like a thing, like a removable I'm talking about, like a spacer, have like removable spacers that can fill in this toy and have them like screw in place or snap in place or you know, otherwise hold in place, to you can add spacers into the shaft to kind of close the distance. Because again, if you don't have at least 5 inches, preferably 6, the toys, it's just going to do this. But let's say that you put a spacer, like a 2-inch spacer, and that's going to make this to where if you have a 3-inch dick, which is pretty small, then it's going to fit snugly, and it's going to be able to extend your dick to the 7 inches. So that's what this needs. This needs some kind of a spacer to fill in the shaft if you're under 5 inches. Or if you're at the lower end of 5 inches, maybe add 0.5 inch so that it fits a little bit more snug. Now, as far as the vibrations go, this is actually kind of funny. So you're gonna like this. So let me show you how you charge it. So here's the charge cable. It's a kind of a stabbing style charge cable. The power button is right here, kind of underneath the lower side of the mushroom. That's the power button. The way you recharge it is you stab the urethra. So there's actually like a hole, and you got to kind of like fish around for it, but you find the urethra and then you stab it with the charge cable, and that's how you charge it. I don't see a light that comes on, so I'm not 100% sure if it's charging or not, but you stab it through the urethra with the charge cable. I thought that was interesting. All right, so to turn it on, you just hold down the power button. That lets you know. Then you can hit the button low, medium, high, and then you got the patterns where it goes down and up and down and up, and you know, that sort of thing. So you got your standard low, medium, high, and then the patterns. Another thing, there's a remote control, so you can hold down the power button, right? Or I guess you have to turn the power button on first. All right, then you can control it with the remote. So low, medium, high, and then you got the patterns. So what's cool about the remote is you don't have to like take your dick out and hit this button to cycle through the motions. You have the remote that you can cycle using the remote, so you can be using it, and then you can hit the buttons or have her control the buttons. Like, give her the remote, be like, here, you make this whatever you want. And then there's a, so here's the button that cycles through the different modes, and then here's a power button. And the power button turns off the toy. It uses like a battery for a watch, so just be aware of that. It doesn't use like a standard like AA or AAA, which is pretty normal. Anyway, so this is an interesting toy. As far as do the vibrations feel good on the tip of your dick? I mean, I guess, but like, again, the pleasure from sex comes from the friction along the shaft of your penis, not from, like, if you just take a vibration toy and just stick it on the tip of your dick, you're not gonna come. You have to kind of work the shaft a bit. You gotta get it, like, where you can feel the friction. So this gets in the way of that friction because it adds a thick layer of silicone, much thicker than a condom. If this was like an, but the problem is if you make it like an ultra thin latex condom, it's gonna break. You can't use it again and again if it's thin, but if it's thick, it's going to be, it's going to get in the way of the feeling. So unless you have a lot of, unless you come really quickly, you have a very sensitive organ, this is going to interfere, but it could make you last longer. I mean, maybe if you're an aspiring porn star and you can like disguise this to make this look like this is you, this can help you last longer. So, I mean, maybe in some niche cases, this might be useful if you're trying to last longer and go the distance. But if you're just trying to have a good time, maybe you're insecure about your penis length, you have to be a very specific group. You have to be within 5 and 6 inches, preferably 6. And then you have to have a girl who likes 7 inches or bigger. And the problem is, most girls don't. Most girls, well, I don't, it depends. It really depends on what race you're into. If you're into, like, white girls and Asians, then very few of them are going to be like, I only fuck guys with 7-inch dicks. So, sorry, you're going to have to put this extender sleeve on if you want to fuck me. Most girls aren't like that. There might be some black girls who only take 7-inch dicks, but that's the exception, not the rule. Most girls are perfectly fine with a 5 or 6-incher if you know what you're doing. If you got a 3 or 4-incher, this would help, except it's too big. There needs to be some type of spacer, and then it might be functional. It might help you in that instance. The problem with the spacer is you won't even feel the vibrations from the tip anymore. So you do kind of feel the vibrations from the little vibrating tip. With the spacers, you wouldn't feel that anymore. It really would just get in the way. If you are a guy who wants to fuck a girl who only takes 7-inch dicks, and you have a premature ejaculation problem, and you need to add 1 inch to your dick, and you're between 5 and 6 inches, then this might be the toy for you. If not, then probably not. I do have a 20% off coupon code. Normally this toy is $25. You can get it for $20. You know, might be worth it, might not. It's up to you, depends on who you are. Anyway, thank you, Rosie, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.